Ibor took a sip of the wine and then held the glass between his palms, warming it. Like everything, the bar was transformed by the drug, made more real and more fantastic at the same time. The cheap paneling became a whirl of frozen life, tropical trees, microtomed over and over. The liquor bottles with their rainbow of colors and flavors. From yards away, he could smell them individually. The slow ceiling fans pushed gentle puffs of cool air over him, like slaves waving palm fronds. The mirror showed a young man capable of great things. 35 was still young. Sarah brought the stew with a plate of warm tortillas and the green hot sauce Ibor liked. Ropa vieja, literally old clothes, was beef slowly cooked in tomato sauce and peppers until it fell apart into shreds. Ibor liked it, but had chosen it mainly because he knew it would just be ladled out and brought to him. He could have starved to death while they were fixing a hamburger. Sarah watched him tear into it with a spoon in one hand and a rolled tortilla in the other. "I like a man who likes to eat," she said, smiling, and went off to fill a bar order. This drug could make eating a cracker into a sensual experience. The spicy stew played an ecstatic symphony in his mouth, nose, palate. The act of swallowing was a complex and delightful counterpoint. Sarah came back. "So how about these aliens?" "Como?" She was going to carry on about immigrants again, interrupt this symphony. "Right next door to you," she waved a hand at all her new customers. "All these reporters, all because of Aurora Bell." That got his attention. "What did Dr. Bell do?" "What? You live in a goddamn cave?" "Working all morning. What did she do?" "She got some signal from outer space, some aliens coming to Earth like in the movies." "Ah, bullshit, Sarah. You're bullshitting me." "Like you'd know bullshit if you stepped in it," she said cheerfully. She whistled at the set over the bar and told it CNN. "Just watch for a few minutes." Now what the hell had he gotten himself into? The way Whittier had talked, of course. She thought he knew. The stew turned sour in his mouth, and he swallowed with difficulty. Shit. What if they expected some newsy to hack the system and beefed up the watchdogs? They might catch the tap, and it would point right back to him. A live reporter, standing in front of the building next to where he worked, delivered a one-minute summation of the alien thing. There was Dr. Bell, sitting in her office with all the old paper books, talking about, Jesus, a million megatons? Okay, relativistic kinetic energy. Still, one hell of a bang. There was some commotion behind him, and he turned around to see Aurora Bell walk in with Pepe Parker. They were good-naturedly telling the reporters no interviews. This was lunch. The big guy who runs the coffee machine in the morning came out to stand behind her with a cast-iron frying pan. Subtle. Pepe raised a hand in greeting, and he returned it. They saw each other now and then, at the dance clubs. Not a bad guy for a Cubano. "Something wrong with Europa?" Sarah asked. "Oh no, it's great. Let me have another wine, though." "Tinto," she said, and refilled his glass.